Wildfire season is winding down across much of the Mountain West as cold weather moves in, but it's the perfect time to set controlled or prescribed fires to burn unwanted dead trees and underbrush that fuel larger wildfires. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
I'm standing beside a dirt road in the Albion Mountains in southern Idaho.
If we burn this hot enough, it could come back aspen and lodgepole.
I'm with Stacy Tyler, who helps plan prescribed burns for the Forest Service. She's called a fuels planner and is showing me an area slated for fire, a large area.
This one's a couple thousand acres. The one just down the hill is only a couple hundred acres.
That's nearly 3.5 square miles in total. Tyler says the area likely hasn't burned in about 100 years, give or take. All fires used to be put out, but now unburned forests dried out by warming weather are fueling unprecedented extreme fires. Fires lit now in cool, controlled conditions could fend off more destructive ones down the line. And prescribed burns in this location can reduce overgrown vegetation that's crowding out the iconic aspen tree.
Without repeated disturbance, meaning most likely fire events, the aspen are eventually going to go away.
Tyler says trees there aren't worth much to timber companies, so they'll burn it. That gives aspen space to regrow and can provide better habitat for species like mule deer. But ranchers also graze cattle on that land, and there's a history of distrust between federal agencies and ranchers in the region. Tom Otley ranches near the planned burn area in Idaho. I called him when he was out working with some of his 500 head of cattle.
I'm going to cut out here in just a second. I got to head these cows.
He says it can be tough to find middle ground when talking with outside officials and scientists.
We learn from experience here, and we think our way is all the right way. Then you got the guys that are in the books, and this is what the book says, and then those two can't hit together. They just battle.
Otley was one of the many people who sat down with the Forest Service and other stakeholders to talk about the planned burns in the mountains.
Initial thing for us was a fire. No way we can't have a fire. There's just no way we can have a fire because we'll be off for 3 years.
That is 3 years of grazing there. He was also concerned about fire escaping. Only an estimated 1-2% of managed forest fires escape and threaten surrounding areas, but Otley had his reservations until he talked with someone who he felt both listened to his experience and explained the science well.
I felt when I came out of there that they were trying to resolve both sides of the situation. And I think they do need to do some management of some sort to reduce fuels.
Otley says they didn't agree on everything, but found common ground and ways to mitigate damage to his business. Forest Service research shows that upwards of 80% of people are actually okay with prescribed burns. But groups wary of the federal government or those who've been near escaped burns before will likely want to talk through their concerns. That's something the new Forest Service Chief Randy Moore says the agency plans to do.
We have to spend some of our effort, our energy, and time talking about fuel treatments.
He wants more prescribed burns, too. A lot more.
Our goal is to increase prescribed burning threefold, if not even more. But we have to create the conditions so we can take advantage of the windows when we have them to do prescribed burning.
Moore paused all prescribed burns this summer, citing strained resources and extremely dry conditions in areas of the West. But some argue that local forest managers should have been able to do prescribed burns when conditions were right. Matthew Herto is an ecology professor at the University of New Mexico. He says even when federal resources are tight, other trained non-governmental workers can help keep prescribed burns going. Many of them wouldn't be at big wildfires either way.
Their ability to participate in a prescribed burn does not detract from fire suppression efforts in another part of the country because they're not available for that.
For his part, Moore did say he made special allowances for some limited burns this summer. Regardless, a clear majority of fire scientists say we need more prescribed burns now. Without them, we're expected to face larger, hotter, more extreme wildfires all around the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.